Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dutch Meyer. Batting second. The right fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting third. The center fielder, Felix Mackievich. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Pat Seary. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Papa Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Gromyk. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Gromyk. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, George Metkovich. Batting second. The second baseman, Ben Steiner. Batting third. The center fielder, Tom McBride. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jackie Tobin. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Garbark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jim Wilson. And now, play ball. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog strikes out. Two outs. Felix Mackievich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackievich takes first base on ball four. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steiner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich strikes out. One out. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner strikes out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a fly ball into center field. Mackievich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tobin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary strikes out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Ross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is hit by the pitch. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Papa Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Gromyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromyk bunts towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Gromyk moves to second. Merle Hoge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoge is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoge hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makovich is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Makovich hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark bunts towards the mound. Gromyk fields it and throws to first for the out. Lake moves to second. One out. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops it up and throws to first, with Gromyk covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tobin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0-for-1 in the game. Seary hits a pop-up towards third. Tobin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tobin juggles the ball. That's an error on Tobin. Hayes moves to second. Papa Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Steiner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is 0-for-1 in the game. Steiner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-1 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McBride moves to third. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McBride scores. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-1 in the game. Tobin hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Steve Gromick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromick is 0 for 1 in the game. Gromick hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Meyer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McBride. Meyer reaches second base with a double. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0 for 2 in the game. Hogue hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makovich is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Makovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steiner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Makovich. Lake reaches second base with a double. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark is 0 for 0 in the game. Garbark bunts towards first. Williams scoops it up and throws to first, with Meyer covering, for the out. Lake moves to third. One out. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Metkovich hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Makovich. Metkovich reaches second base with a double. Lake scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Steiner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metkovich scores. Steiner moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 2 in the game. McBride hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McBride. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boudreau moves to third. One out. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0 for 2 in the game. Seary hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 2 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Rocco now playing first base. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross juggles the ball. That's an error on Ross. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 2 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lake hits a pop-up towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark is 0 for 0 in the game. Garbark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Carnett pinch hits for Steve Gromick. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoag strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Senter now pitching. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson strikes out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Metkovich hits a fly ball into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Steiner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makovich is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Makovich hits a fly ball towards left. Johnson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Johnson. Makovich moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Metkovich scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boudreau for the out. Makovich moves to third. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seary takes first base on ball 4. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 3 in the game. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Seary moves to second. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Metkovich scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rocco for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim McDonnell now catching. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-3 in the game. McBride hits a pop-up towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Paul O'Day pinch hits for Pete Center. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day takes first base on ball 4. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Day moves to second. Ed Wheeler pinch runs for Dutch Meyer. Mike Riba now pitching. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-for-4 in the game. Hogue bunts towards the mound. Riba fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Day moves to third. Wheeler moves to second. One out. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makovich is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Makovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. O'Day scores. Wheeler moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Boudreau is walked intentionally. Jim McDonald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonald hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Steiner misplays the ball. That's an error on Steiner. Wheeler scores. Boudreau moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 3, Red Sox, 3. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Seary hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Seary reaches second base with a double. Boudreau scores. McDonald moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Indians. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ross hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Metkovich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Sahaki now playing second base. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Dave Ferris pinch hits for Bob Garbark. Dave Ferris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferris takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Newsom pinch runs for Dave Ferris. Mike Riba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riba bunts towards the mound. Kleiman fields it and throws to first for the out. Newsom moves to second. One out. Ali Reynolds now pitching. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Metkovich hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Steiner takes first base on ball 4. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McDonald for a passed ball. Newsom moves to third. Steiner moves to second. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-4 in the game. McBride hits a fly ball into center field. Maksimovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.